reconnect with friends and family. And the team at Legacy Box can help you make the most of your time together by enabling you to revisit classic memories while creating new ones. Legacy Box is an affordable way to have footage of family milestones trapped on home movies and photos safely stored on a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud. The process is remarkably simple. Just follow the guide from Legacy Box's all-inclusive kit, and their experienced team will create digital copies of your videotapes, film reels, and photos. Soon you'll have everything saved on the format of your choice, along with your originals. Imagine highlights from the past digitally preserved and always ready to share. Even better, Legacy Box is offering 40% off this week. Visit legacybox.com/lbox to take advantage of this limited time offer and ensure your past is always within reach. That's legacybox.com/lbox to save 40%. legacybox.com/lbox.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Bling, bling, bling. No, no money out of your pocket. We're going to re-bling things that you do not wear anymore. That's right. It's Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And if it's sitting in a drawer, it doesn't belong there. We need to do something with it. Trade it in, make something new, or walk away with a big check. Either way, we are going to re-bling you. We're going to make it something wonderful. And you're going to have a big, big smile on your face regardless. So we're right there in the Peptree Shops on Vaughan Road. Open 7 days a week. Whatever you're thinking about, come in and let us design or give you a check or whatever you want to do.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I think the intense heat will roll on for several more days. You might encounter one of those cooling evening showers or storms in the area before they fade out in the overnight hours. Low temperature tonight down to about 75. Tomorrow and Friday, listen to this. High temperatures headed for the upper 90s with dangerous heat indices and only widely scattered storms around. The rain chance is relatively small. Not much change as we get to the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey!
Hi, kids! The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about the Olympics. If you are good at running, jumping, throwing, shooting, swimming, you are athletic, can get your ticket to the Olympics, but first spend your life training. If you want to make it to the Olympics, kids, you'd better get your butt in gear. If you train for the Olympics every day, have to give up your friends and the video games, sure you'll end up winning medals, but that life will drive you mental. You'll be a gold medal winning cray cray. Olympic sports are hard, kids. Maybe set your sights on something a little more attainable, like cornhole. Barney loves you.
That was the topic, wasn't it?
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast and the loudest. Happy hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I'm your gracious, occasionally truculent host, Greg Goodell. Rosie Brock is here. And Joey's hanging out for a bit.
And here they are.
Come on, Jed.
Please clap.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Shocked this afternoon to learn of the death of Dusty Hill from ZZ Top at age 72. Sings lead on this song. Hard to believe they actually used to release songs like this that would, I think this was a number one song or close to it.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they're due to play in Birmingham Friday.
Yeah. It's a shame.
Yeah. I've always loved the poker style of ZZ Top. They just spin the guitars, play the music, sing the songs, and the look has really not changed much.
Yeah, I think they nailed it in that they have the very unique, consistent look with the beards and mm-hmm. all this stuff. And I think you know this, Greg. When it's music, their music is not extra complicated. It's pretty blues-based stuff.
Yeah.
You can start learning that stuff pretty quick. But to do it at that level, when you're doing fairly simple music, you have to do it really, really, really well. And they did that blues rock music so, so well. And then had a pop flavor to it, where it wasn't, you know, just recreations of Muddy Waters. Yeah, it was a unique sound and a unique image. And that's one of my favorite ZZ Top songs, Tush. It's a really good song.
I was introduced to them, as many jocks were, back in those days to this one here. And this one was not one of my favorites. It seemed almost like a novelty tune. LaGrange.
Rumors spreading around, and that takes its time. About to check outside LaGrange. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you're gonna go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
Let's see what else comes up on the ZZ Top search. Give me all your loving. I got to get paid. I like that.
No, there's Legs.
Legs is great.
One that's more of a deep cut that I like. Pearl Necklace. Yep, good song.
Do we want to listen to that one?
Probably not.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
Wow, ZZ Top, LaGrange on the Howard Stern Show. That's pretty cool. How do you like him? He signs a $500 million extension with SiriusXM and then takes the whole summer off.
That's hilarious.
Now, I'm guaranteed employment here as long as I can climb the stairs and not use any language that will jeopardize our license.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a half a day off last week. Not exactly a career parallel there. Anyway, Billy Bush, 72 years old, passing away. And, well, we're not happy about that.
Dusty Hill, excuse me. Yeah.
What did I say, Benny Hill?
You said Billy Bush.
Billy Bush?
Yeah, that little creep chuckling at Donald Trump. Oh, they let you do anything. Billy, look at
okay,
her.
Okay, I think I may have climbed the stairs, but I think my brain's at the bottom. Rick, you can send somebody up to take me out of here now. I'm done. It's over.
They're coming to take me away.
That is absolutely frightening. I can make a mistake like that. John.
Rick, I just wanted to tell you, I heard about your ZZ Top thing just now, and there's a song they did called Rough Boy that's probably got some of the best guitar work I've ever heard. You guys know that song or not?
Rough Boy?
Yeah, share that with you.
Should we check it out, Joey?
Yeah, I don't know that one by name, but sure.
All right.
Yeah, it's great. It's a pretty good sound. Back in my motorcycle days, we used to listen to that all the time.
I got it right here.
Gotcha. Thanks.
Thanks. Let's give it a listen.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Is Billy Bush in this video?
I know this one. I can see you riding around in Florida, top down in that vet, that Corvette of yours, hair blowing in the wind.
Yeah.
Yeah, that nice ballad right there. Beats Air Supply.
See, with the stations I lived in Hitsville. We got deep into albums when FM first came along. We played some, not all, of what you heard on AM radio and Top 40. It had to be cool. That was kind of like the criterion. And, of course, ZZ Top fit that category quite well. And you would go one or two cuts deep into an album, sometimes more if it was a great album. ZZ Top, though, not too many above and beyond the ones that cracked the top 10 or 20. But, doesn't take long. There's the quote from the band's PR
person. We're saddened by the news today that our compadre, Dusty Hill, has passed away in his sleep at his home in Houston. We, along with the legions of ZZ Top fans around the world, will miss your steadfast presence, your good nature, and enduring commitment to providing that monumental bottom to the top. I like that line. We'll forever be connected to that blues shuffle in C.
Well, and they're one of those bands, I think, partly because of how good they are. They have the chops. But also that look we talked about earlier. Even if you're not a ZZ Top fan, could maybe not even name a song, you know who they are.
Yeah.
It's a cultural fixture, icon.
Maybe deadpan's a better word that I was looking for with the way they their stage presence.
Yeah.
Because they just play the music. And how many ZZ Top scandals can you name from the last 40 years? None. That I can think of off the top of my head.
Off the top of my head.
Which is really cool that a band can stay out of that arena. You know, they can just continue to perform, tour, and get along. Because as I mentioned many times, it takes two people to have politics in a performing group. Simon and Garfunkel may be the best example of that. Because they couldn't get along. They each had a different idea of what Simon and Garfunkel should be, and so they end up going in solo directions. It can happen in a band like this, even though it's basically three people, but I don't recall anything, which is remarkable, that you would consider.
Yeah, those guys, and then Rush is another kind of three-piece group that... And similar to ZZ Top, like you don't have a bunch of top 10 hits, but you have just such a solid band that you create a following that, I mean, you can live off that forever. It's got to be such a sweet spot where you're not trying to make it improve yourself, but you have already, and you've got a loyal fan base, and you can just ride it till the wheels fall off. I mean, it's got to be a great life when you reach that plateau.
I think Legs.
Yeah.
Is probably been one of the most parodied songs we've played over the years, but I'm trying to think.
Honestly, that's my least favorite because it's too 80s. It's too polished.
What's wrong with the 80s, Joey?
Oh, I love 80s music, but ZZ Top, I think, yeah, I don't know. They something about how that song is produced, not my favorite of theirs, but still a good song. And I like the topic.
Well, I found one, and of course, it's one of those... songs that has expired, so now I got to look it up. And,
yeah,
and we're taking a moment to remember Dusty Hill from ZZ. I can't believe I did that.
Well, and my news feed's blowing up. I think 2 days from now, the post-mortem Prince album drops, the new one. So I guess I'll be listening to that. But it does come in threes, right? Have there been any other celebrity musicians that have passed recently?
Well, there were a couple of metal rockers that died. Somebody from Slipknot at age 48.
Oh, yeah.
There were two, actually, yesterday. I don't know if I have those handy or not.
Well, it does come in threes.
Here's one of those parodies I was telling you about. See, I like this song. Because I love the 80s, Joey. Great technique.
Now we'll call her Tintin. She's sitting in my kitchen. Gonna paint on. Gonna stain on. Eggs will get dyed.
And keep in mind, the songs that get parody that we use on a show, they gotta be hits. They gotta be easily recognized tunes because nobody cares otherwise. So they managed to achieve that, too. You know, for a band that was pretty steeped in rock, they did have a pretty wide base of appeal. So that's my thoughts on that at 320.
Maybe it's the old man in me, but I hope guitar-driven music makes a comeback.
It would be great to see Top 40 make a comeback,
yeah.
But I just don't think that's possible.
Well, and I like other types of music. It doesn't have to be guitar-driven, but there's something about great driving songs. It's really just guitar, bass, and drums.
Let's say we're working on your singles profile here.
Yeah.
And the question is, what kind of music does...
Join.
Like, that might surprise somebody.
Oh, it might surprise somebody.
Yeah, we know you love Prince.
Sure. Well, my first love was, of course, Zeppelin and Jimmy Page and his playing. Notoriously sloppy. The guy who kept that band together was John Paul Jones. Because Bonham was, like, soloing.
Oh, yeah.
Page was always soloing. Plant was all over the place.
Uh-huh.
But I love Zeppelin, though. That probably wouldn't surprise people. I mean, I can get down on certain pieces of classical music if I'm in the right mood. It's not all the time.
I'm a Tchaikovsky fan.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, and there's certain things with Wagner and Mahler and you have to be in the right mood. Usually when I'm kind of sad or pensive, classical music hits me right. I mean, I like pop music, though. Like, I really can't appreciate pop music that's really well produced and is an earworm. So, you know, I can get down on that.
Let me test you here and see if I can come up with one song, see if it passes the Joey test.
You ever listen to a little King Crimson?
No. That was one of those...
You don't like prog rock, bro?
Look, they were around in the early days of FM rockin' hits. You know, a little King Crimson coming up. I think the only reason we played them at all is that most of their songs were like 40 minutes long, so you could, you know, go next door, get a burger, or go out and have a smoke by the Chicago River and walk back into the Stone Container Building, get a cocktail, and still have 20 minutes to spare. Here's another one. I went to play, and it's not there, so we're going to have to take a break.
Well, one of my favorites, Greg, you know, turn off the lights. I'm not talking like Teddy Pendergrass here. Soul music. I do love soul music as well.
You're talking about Donna Summer?
No, not Donna Summer. Well,
that's Dim All the Lights.
Yeah, right. But, no, like, turn out the lights, maybe pick your favorite intoxicant, and it's off of Rush's Caress of Steel.
That's a band I've never understood.
The Necromancer. And it's just epic.
Never understood the appeal of Rush.
I love Rush.
No, that's great. I don't knock anybody. They obviously have a huge appeal. They're one of the most successful road bands of all time. But they never really had a top 10 hit.
Right.
And that diminishes me because it has to be commercial to make the top 10.
Well, actually, the record company said you have to make some hits. So they came out with, 2112, and the first side of the album's just a huge rock opera, like, and a concept album. And then the second half are all these hits, so to speak, hits. And then, you know, Tom Sawyer, I guess, does get them on the top of the charts later with Moving Pictures. But I love sort of that, just go for it. We're going to create something weird and a story, and it's not about hit radio. It's about we can play. We want to tell a story with the music.
Styx did a tour with them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Western Canada and the northern tier, Montana, places like that. But I was not part of the...
You weren't working for them then?
Not at that point, no.
Mm-hmm.
I was busy pursuing my own dream, you see. Mm-hmm. 323 John Lee Paints on Coliseum Boulevard, the place to go for the best result, and it starts with a great paint, and that's what they sell. Richard's Paint for interior painting and John Lee's own brand, Solar Proof, for exterior. It just bears up so well. Days like today, with this flaming sun, this incredibly sticky humidity, it's going to do everything possible to try and diminish the finish of a paint job on something outside your house, but not at my place, because we put Solar Proof on the things that we just did on the exterior, and they look fantastic. It's been over a year, and they look just as bright, just as vivid as they did a year ago. If you have exterior paint around your patio and so forth, maybe braces, whatever, and it looks dirty and you can't hose that dirt off, that means you got mold. So get the mold off and then put on Solar Proof so you won't have to do that again. That's a big, nasty job. They sell everything you need. They can recommend the right brushes, teach you how to make repairs like spackle, patch a hole in the wall. Make sure you're using the right brush, the right roller for the right surface at John Lee. Please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here. They're at 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway.
By Baumhauer's. Bring the comfort of Baumhauer's Victory Grill into your home with Waiter. Order your favorites off Baumhauer's Pick Me Up menu and have it delivered.
We'll be heading over there after the show.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have the report of a new accident, Woodley Road at South Boulevard, minor. Use caution there. We got a good bit of congestion in that area on East South Boulevard right now. Also, around the city, we are light to mostly moderate traffic on the boulevard. I-65 and 85 doing a good bit of business through downtown Montgomery, but no accidents anywhere. Taylor Road a little bit busy, and we've got slow traffic on I-85 northbound from Waugh to Shorter. They're doing road work out that way this afternoon. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has over 100 pre-owned Toyotas on the lot, even some 2021s. The name says it all, Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Are you traveling this summer? How about a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors? From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/radio to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/radio. FORHIMS.com/RADIO.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Olympic Rugby.
Rugby, football's stupid stepbrother.
Actually, Jim, rugby predates American football.
Sure, Al. Look at them. They just keep laterally.
Yes, that is what they do in rugby.
Well, why doesn't a team like the Packers forget the Hail Mary and just hire a team of these guys? Put them in at the end of the game. Come from behind, win.
They would just stand around the entire game on the sidelines?
Yeah, you put the entire Great Britain rugby team in for the final play. The other team wouldn't know what hit them.
Jim, it would never work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all those Brits would be drunk by the end of the game. Good call, Al.
Okay, and we would like to formally apologize to all of our viewers in the UK.
All right, we got lots of politics that we can talk. I have a Tucker Carlson clip we can play, but we've been talking about Dusty Hill and ZZ Top passing away at age of 72. A couple of people mentioned, don't these things usually happen in three? Well, Slipknot's original drummer, Joey Jordison, passed away at 48. And metal church singer, Mike Howe, also died unexpectedly on Monday. So that's three right there.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It's, the 1 year, was it 2016? Started out with Glenn Frey, and there was, like, somebody famous, Tom Petty. Remember that year?
David Bowie.
It was crazy.
Prince, yeah.
By the way, I would keep my expectations low on this Prince thing.
That's generally how I approach it.
The only reason I'm saying that is if it has been locked up in a vault or stored, it's generally stuff that there wasn't a lot of confidence in.
He put a lot of stuff in there. So some of it
is thousands of songs, right?
Yeah. Some of it's great. And then some of it's just unfinished. And some you're like, I see why he put it away. And so I've learned that there's some gold there, but generally speaking, I don't have my expectations too high. And my favorite stuff of him now is I hope they start releasing like live concerts and even the rehearsals when he's not even playing for a crowd. That's my favorite stuff where they're just having fun.
I heard April talking about Simone Biles, who I think has been horribly abused.
Yeah.
But the story on the Olympics that I want to talk about today, NBC's primetime coverage of the Tokyo Olympics has averaged 14.7 million viewers. That is a 49% drop from the last Olympiad in Rio. That's 49, that's almost half, Joey.
Yeah. It's only like, what, 1% off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is staggering.
It's massive.
You know, NBC, I don't know how many billions they shelled out for the rights to this thing, assuming they were going to be able to sell ads at a certain level. And the Fox story says advertisers are having anxiety as the viewership declines. And you know why it's declining? Because you're turning it into a woke fest. And sorry, I don't care what your grievance is. This country, if you don't like it, leave it. I sound like the 60s when I say that, but America, love it or leave it. It's not perfect, but we have at least ways where it can be made better or rights, wrongs can be righted and so forth. Things can be corrected. But stop going over there and kneeling when our anthem is on. Stop with the multiple anthems. Stop with all the bullshit. Just cut it out. Nobody cares. And people have just, we've had it. All we get from the left is, how can I piss on our country today? How can I show my contempt? And for what reason? What legitimate reason would you have to really hate the United States? Other than Nancy Pelosi. And you believe that, that Schmidt show in the... The January 6th aggravated trespassing.
I mean, her whole face is a lie.
That cop, that Capitol Police officer, says people were calling him the N-word. I don't believe him.
Yeah.
I think this is Jussie Smollett all over again.
Now, I shared the, at the beginning of my show, I opened up sharing an article from Ron Paul, and he kind of said, that, okay, this commission's going on in the background, but the show trial's going on. He talked about the one guy who's been sentenced to 8 months and he was branded a terrorist by the prosecution, but they didn't charge him with domestic terrorist activity. He didn't commit any violent acts. He didn't destroy any property. He walked into the Capitol and took a selfie. 8 months.
8 months.
And it's like, wait.
They're trying to teach us a lesson, you know.
So you're going to call him a terrorist without actually having the technical legal standard of terrorist? It's bad.
Why aren't there lawyers? Why aren't Republicans? Well, I guess we do know why they're not. Standing up about this. This is ridiculous. We had people throw Molotov cocktails through police cars last year. They got a slap on the wrist and let go. These people just entered the Capitol, in most cases with the door being held open by a Capitol police officer.
Exactly.
And the only person that died, it wasn't that officer. He had that turned out to be natural causes, was Ashley Babbitt, who was executed by a Capitol cop for no obvious reason. And we still don't know his name, do we?
No.
Now, the people who came in through the windows and sounded the alarm to get the thing going.
I don't even think they were Trump voters. I think
they're the ones that need to be prosecuted.
But this was their Reichstag moment, man. They knew there was going to be a huge crowd, and they wanted to show this to America in a way where.
Well, and there's been so much weirdness in the past few years. Like, you know, during the riots in the summer of last year, do you remember, like, you know, there are actual peaceful protests going on, and then you see, like, the guy in this blacked out with a mask on breaking windows at an AutoZone and then walking away when somebody catches on camera. All sorts of young kids out there protesting, not breaking anything, going, why are there all these bricks here, man? There's a lot of weird stuff that.
I saw a picture of a bunch of Antifas with the caption, "This is your participation trophy, generation all grown up." That's certainly a thought.
I want to know who's funding all this stuff, though. Pallets of bricks don't just show up.
Yeah.
Random people don't just show up breaking stuff.
I would say a lot of that money can be traced to either George Soros or people connected to Barack Obama. Yeah. Whoa! Got to get that fundamental transformation going again.
Yeah, it's kind of like what was done in Ukraine. It's being done here.
Yeah. Oh, except they got their pipeline approved by Joe Biden while we shut ours down and put a lot of Americans out of work. It's like, what country are you working for right now? I can't believe what I'm seeing. And it's very distressing. You have to go or are you going to...
Yeah, I'm going to go downstairs, start working on stuff for the weekend.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Well, if you feel like coming back up,
okay,
we'll be here.
All right.
Thank you, Joey.
Thank you, Greg.
337 Georgia Floors Direct has been a flooring destination for half a century here because they keep it simple and they don't mess with the formula that works. That is wholesale priced flooring of all types and styles. Piles, mountains of it in that warehouse on the boulevard. Jeff Ballinson and his great group, I call them the Merry Band of Floriers, offering tremendous customer service to help customers, whether they want to do a room or their entire house or upgrade from one type of flooring to another. Finding what they want in the budget in which they're shopping, you do 12 months good as cash for qualified customers at Georgia Floors Direct. And then installation is performed by their own team. Real artisan. So from beginning to end, it's all Georgia Floors Direct. On the boulevard across from Lowe's, and look up Georgia Floors Direct on Facebook. News 338.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Authorities have arrested a man in the ambush killing of a Selma police officer. 18-year-old Javante Stubbs is charged with the shooting of Officer Marquise Moore Tuesday morning at the Selma Square Apartments. Stubbs is being held in Chilton County until a hearing Friday morning in Selma. No word on a motive. Auburn University and the University of Alabama both hope that students will get the COVID vaccine, and they're offering incentives to do it. Auburn students can win prizes, including $1,000 scholarships. At the University of Alabama, students who get vaccinated will get $20 put in their Bama cash account as a way to say thanks. Some Alabama school systems have announced they'll require students and teachers to wear face masks indoors following new federal guidelines to curb the spread of COVID-19. The Birmingham, Huntsville, Bessemer, and Opelika school systems have said that masks will be required indoors. School systems across the river region have yet to announce their plans. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Why pay more than you need for name brand food items? All you need to do is shop the Food Outlet in Prattville, Millbrook, and the Eastbrook Shopping Center in Montgomery. At Food Outlet, everything is at cost, plus 10%. The Food Outlet is locally owned, and they're dedicated to giving you name brands without taking such a chunk of your paycheck. Listen to these specials, good through August 3rd. USDA pork steak or country style ribs, $1.55 a pound.
Get USDA whole boneless pork loin, $1.59 a pound. USDA T-bone steak, $7.99 a pound. Get a gallon of Sure Fine milk for only $3.35. The 28-ounce can of Bush's baked beans, $1.77. Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce, assorted flavors, 18-ounce bottle, 94 cents. And get Coat products in the 24-pack can for $6.99. Save every day at your locally owned food outlet in Millbrook, Prattville, and Montgomery. Food outlet opens 7 days a week, 7 till 9. Pay cost plus 10% at the food outlet, 720 East Main and Prattville, in Millbrook, 3543 Highway 14, and the Eastbrook Shopping Center, Montgomery.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technologies. For years, you've heard me talking about our concrete projects, from stamped and patterned concrete to foundations for commercial manufacturing, driveways to commercial parking lots, even heavily invested in polished concrete for durable and inexpensive long-term service. What you may not know is we have equipment for clearing lots for construction, clearing and ridding land of scrub and underbrush. We cut roads, clear fence lines, clear pond dams, and pretty much any application where land is overgrown. We have mulch that can grind underbrush into shreds and return it to nature for compost. Our equipment is minimally invasive, not disturbing and upturning your property where additional grading might be necessary. To clean or clear your property, call Penny Earn at 334-284-9292 and let us transform your overgrown property into a manageable and productive one. Check us out on Facebook at Transformers or call 334-284-9292.
Drinking coffee straight from the pot. Power move. Wearing a bathrobe to work. Power move. Switching to super fast, extra reliable internet from WOW. Power move. Switch and save with WOW Internet for just $19.99 a month. It's switching season, so make a move with our best deal of the year. Get the speed you need starting with Internet 100 for just $19.99 a month. Plus, ask how to get $200 on us. Sign up at WOWWay.com today. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Victory Land.
It's the Trucks and Bucks giveaway at Victory Land Casino. We're giving away a Chevy Silverado truck, a GMC Sierra truck, and $40,000. Drawings August 6th and 7th.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. I think the intense heat will roll on for several more days. You might encounter one of those cooling evening showers or storms in the area before they fade out in the overnight hours. Low temperature tonight down to about 75. Tomorrow and Friday, listen to this. High temperatures headed for the upper 90s with dangerous heat indices and only widely scattered storms around. The rain chance is relatively small. Not much change as we get to the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. The Rolling Stones posted their rescheduled tour dates. So if you want to see the Rolling Stones in their prime, you're 40 years too late. Afro Man turns 47 today. He was going to throw himself a huge party, but, well, you know. Dr. Dre was ordered to pay his soon-to-be ex-wife nearly $300,000 a month in spousal support. Dre is losing so much money, his next single is called Nothing But a BK Thing. The Dallas Cowboys signed free agent safety Malik Hooker. Based on his past, I'm guessing it's not the first time owner Jerry Jones has paid a hooker. The CDC is urging some vaccinated people to start wearing masks again. But if you don't live in a high-risk area, they just want you to do it because you're ugly. This is not headline news.
I'm looking at the headlines in the various sources that we check here in the afternoon on Happy Hour, and the question I have is...
What the hell is wrong with you all?
Good Lord. The one that jumps out over all, on January 6th, AOC said she felt like she was being raped by white supremacy. Wow, she must have spent a lot of time chatting with her communist friends to come up with that one. Mm-hmm. Felt like she was being raped by white supremacy. I could play the clip, but y'all heard me yesterday this time, and I don't want to go there today.
And she wasn't even there.
No, she was
in another
a quarter
building.
Mile away in another building, the bitch. Lying bitch. Yet we have idiots, imbeciles who think she's got answers. She's the problem. I don't know how you make somebody like that go away. And CNN, you know, they can't blow enough smoke up her ass. It's very discouraging. One of the reasons why we are slipping into a higher level of ignorance almost on a minute-by-minute basis is because people turn to the internet for answers. The internet is almost completely under the control of people who are on the left. Like Wikipedia. I'm going to play this Tucker Carlson interview with one of the founders of Wikipedia. Listen.
In 2001, Larry Sanger co-founded Wikipedia. He left the company some years ago, but in the years since, Wikipedia has gone on to become the world's single most important source of history, of information about the world. And so it's a problem that we ought to pay attention to when Larry Sanger himself says that Wikipedia is no longer a reliable source of honest information. He says the editors of Wikipedia use highly politicized sources and block dissenting news outlets from contributing. And once again, that's a problem for all of us. Larry Sanger joins us tonight. Larry Sanger, thanks so much for coming on. This is one of those things that a lot of us who use Wikipedia have noticed. Well, wait a second, you know, I know some facts that are somehow not in this entry, or they're playing up something that doesn't seem to be true, or this is highly politicized. You see the bigger picture here. What do you think is going on?
Well, it's complicated. For one thing, Wikipedia allows anonymous contribution. And that means that because it's one of the most popular sources of information online, there's a natural incentive for governments and corporations, spies, even criminal operations, to basically learn how to play the Wikipedia game. So it's opaque to me now how it really works. And what results is basically establishment views are the ones that you find pushed. Yes. And they've completely abandoned the neutral point of view.
That's a problem because in my view, Wikipedia shapes this country's understanding of the world. It is the primary source of information for a lot of people, I would probably say most people actually, about history. So we need to fix this. How do you think that we would do that?
Well, thanks for asking that. I don't know that there is a way to fix Wikipedia within Wikipedia. It's an institutionally conservative place. What I want to see, actually, is a new, basically, knowledge commons, a network of all the encyclopedia articles in the world collected together and made easily searchable. You understand how the blogosphere works, right? So there's a standard that is used, and that makes it possible to collect blogs and blog articles from all over the place. I want the same thing to happen, but with encyclopedia articles. And if we did that, then we would no longer have to depend on Wikipedia, and we'd have, especially if we coupled that with a rating system, then we would be able to, or multiple rating systems actually, that would enable us to find the best articles from our own point of view on every subject.
You know, to me, Wikipedia has become like fact-checking through Snopes. Snopes is owned by the left.
Yeah.
They take these things, And you know that a lot of people just don't, they're not interested in vetting the information they're given. So they look at it and say, oh, well, that must be true. It's unreal. Looking at a story here, I got to stay out of the newspapers. I love the New York Post. Florida man brutally beaten, put in a coma after asking neighbors to lower music. This guy, look at that. They just about killed this dude because he wanted them to lower the music at 2 in the morning. And I don't see anything in the story about somebody being arrested. I certainly hope they do, and I certainly hope they get charged with attempted murder. But this is another story that's indicative of the mental health of this country. It is sick. It is really, really sick. And you know what? Now they want us to start wearing masks again. Man, we cannot let this happen.
Have you lost your mind?
We're still dealing with the residual destruction of our lives from the last one. I want to go back to that because the vaccine, what, doesn't work? And the virus, the spike in the virus is in places where there's large percentages of people vaccinated. Who's running this Schmidt show? I ain't going back. Not going back. And if we just meekly comply, we deserve whatever we get. We really do. You were waiting. I haven't heard anything from Meemaw or the mayor so far today. I hope that remains the case. I did notice, though, there was another nasty accident on I-85 in Macon County that shut it down. What the hell's going on there?
Really?
Yeah. And we were talking about that this morning on TV about bad driving habits and stuff that you see around. The level of aggression in driving, I think, is a direct result of the lockdowns, the masks, and all the crap. I think people have changed or been changed by living in these unnatural circumstances, limited to where you can go. We're used to being free.
Got a lot of pent-up anxiety.
And anger, too.
Yeah.
Crazy. Crazy times we're living in, man. And taking a giant leap backwards, I don't think that's a good idea. At 3:52, if you are in a fender bender, since we were just talking about bad drivers, these snail darters in and out, it's very easy to find yourself hooked up with somebody else while you're, you know, obeying the rules of the road right down to the letter. If you need your car fixed, take it to Montgomery Paint and Body. For over half a century, MPB has only known one way of doing it, and that is thoroughly to produce a result that's good as new, maybe better, that passes their incredibly high standards before they call the customer and say, your car's ready. I mean, seriously, we've all experienced it here, and it's not just all the Blue Water employees that have been to MPB. That's just the way Donnie Turner is. He's that kind of guy. There's no advertising copy for that. I just know Donnie. And any car that rolls out of MPB, it's their brand. The result is their brand. And he wants that result to be literally as close to perfect as they can make it. And that's what you want. You get to choose who's going to fix your car. Choose MPB. 27 Rec with a W on the Boulevard. Eddie Shirley Lane.
Traffic is brought to you by Dillon Rings. Dillon Rings has great watches and beautiful rings, or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dillon Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road and check them out on Facebook.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're just not really seeing any problems anywhere around the city right now. We had an accident earlier, Woodley Road at South Boulevard. Still seeing a little bit of congestion there, but not nearly what it was 10, 15 minutes ago. We think that one's out of the way. We've got some slow travel on I-85 northbound as you leave Montgomery between Waugh and Shorter. They're doing road work up that way. Just buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you informed if anything happens this afternoon. Trenum State has classes for certified nursing assistants starting August 4th in Macon County. Change your life. Call Trenum State today, the college for real careers. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss Brubaker's Summer Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now's a great time to transfer your home videos during our July 50% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file, call us today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for over 35 years, and all work is done right here in our facility in Montgomery. Unlike those stores that ship them off to who knows where. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net. Don't forget about our July 50% off special.
Do you know what interest rates you're paying on your credit cards? If you knew, you'd probably be shocked. Many Americans are paying ridiculous amounts of money in interest alone. Money you could keep. How? With a special low-interest credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Now with a special radio listener discount. Available only at lightstream.com/news. You could pay off all your high-interest credit card debt with monthly payments at rates as low as 5.83% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit. But this discounted rate is only available for radio listeners at this exclusive URL. lightstream.com/news. That's right. To get rates as low as 5.83% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit, you must go to lightstream.com/news. The only way to get this reduced rate is to go to lightstream.com/news. That's lightstream.com/news. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval, rates with this discount range from 5.83% APR to 19.99% APR. It includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Hey, River Region, Tommy from ProLink Security here. Have you heard about this month's special? From now to the end of July, get four cameras installed in your home or business for only $699. No contract, no monthly fee. Call today, 334-285-5833. Again, 334-285-5833, or visit us online at ProLinkSEC.com. That's ProLinkSEC.com, or follow us on Facebook.
AESBL license number 475.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Thank you, Rusty Aldridge. We mentioned the passing of Dusty Hill from ZZ Top earlier at age 72. And yeah, they were scheduled to play in Birmingham this weekend. But here's something that will be of great interest to all of you who, if you believe like me, that this last election was a joke. A joke. I mean, a complete farce. Arizona Senate President Karen Fann announced that the ballot counting is complete in Arizona. The reports are set to come out, as they said, it would be in early August. She also announced that the audit liaison who stepped down will be part of the reports. The counting of the ballots is complete. They're being returned to Maricopa County. Now we wait for the draft and final reports. These findings are finally going to come out. I'm not a gambler. If I had to put money on it, I believe they're going to determine that Donald Trump won that state. Mm-hmm. I have a clip that I can play a little bit later, time permitting, on a group that's studying Pennsylvania, and their research shows that Trump won that state by 400,000 plus votes. So, fraud? On a scale that we probably have been underestimating all this time. Well, what's going to change? And they're just getting worse. Instead of backing off and maybe aiming for the middle of the country a little bit, they're really coming down hard with the hammer and sickle in this administration. Can't let it happen, folks. Mr. Electric is there if you need, first of all, if you don't need anything, call them anyway at 245-1566. Have them come out and look at your home's wiring and fuse panel if it's been a while. Certified master electricians, they'll do that at your convenience at no charge. Then you'll know who to call when you do need an installation or service, anything involving electricity. Have it done by somebody that really knows what they're doing.
Yep.
MrElectric.com. Rosie has used them. I've used them for at least half a dozen different projects around the house. And as I was marveling today, I think we had them do our Ring doorbell system about 4 years ago. Still works like a charm. It's never needed to be maintained, fixed, or anything else. I like that. So